Saint Luke the Evangelist, October 18. The first reading from the second letter to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 10 to 17. Beloved, Demas, in our mode of the present world, deserted me and went to Thessalonica, returned to Galatia, and Tito to Dalmatia. Luke is the only one with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is helpful to me in the ministry. I have sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak I left with Carpus in Troas, the papyrus rolls, and especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. You too, be on guard against him, for he has strongly resisted our preaching. At my first defense, no one appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them, but the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that to me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles might hear it. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 to 9. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Treasured for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Saint Luke faithfully wrote and preached the good news. Saint Luke was not a Jew. He was mentioned separately from the Jews. See Colossians chapter 4, verse 14. And his writing style showed he is a Greek. Therefore, he cannot be identified with the prophet Lucius in Acts chapter 13, verse 1, or Lucius in Romans chapter 16, verse 21, who is Paul's fellow countryman. Epiphanus is not correct when called him as one of the 72 disciples. He is not Cleopas' companion on the journey to Emmaus. Saint Luke had a good knowledge of the Septuagint and the Jewish tradition which he received during the time he was Jewish Leopold or after he became a Christian to his contact with the apostles and disciples. He lived at Antioch, Syria capital. He was a physician, and Paul called him a beloved physician. See Colossians chapter 4, verse 14. Saint Luke first appeared at Troas when he met Paul. See Acts 16, verse 8. Since then, he became the Paul's companion in preaching the good news and wrote the third gospel and the Acts. He was Paul's loyal friend during Paul's last time in the prison, as today report. There are three times he was mentioned in Pauline letter. Colossians chapter 4, verse 14, Philippians chapter 24, Philemon verse 24, second letter to Tim chapter 4, verse 11, and try together with Mark. This soul Luke was familiar with Mark and his gospel. Luke must have many opportunities to meet Peter and helped him in composing the first Peter in Greek. First reading. Luke alone is with me. First point. Saint Paul completely trusted in God's providence. After Paul witnessed for Christ at Jerusalem, he appeared to Paul in a vision at night to console him and let him know he will also witness for him at Rome. He also let him know many dangers are waiting for him at Rome. Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, his disciple, when he was in prison at Rome, with a purpose to encourage him to be ready to become Christ's witness. Paul did not consider him to be worthy of the crown reserved for the Christ by his accomplished works, but Paul would like to stretch his loyal faith in Christ. He is the judge, the one who will declare Paul a traitor and give him the reward which is the traitor's crown. This passage is a rope for those who misunderstood Paul's doctrine. They claim the Saint Paul said that people become traitors by their faith in Christ, not by any deeds. Saint Paul showed his faith in God by completing his mission of preaching the good news to Gentiles, with Christ bestowed on him, and now he is ready to pour out his blood to be a witness for the good news he preached at Rome, the Gentile land. Second point. Paul could overcome all obstacles because he completely trusted God. Looking at Paul's life of preaching the good news, we are astonished about his exceptional courage. He must conform the sufferings both inside and outside, as he wrote in Today Report. At my first defense, no one took my part or deserted me. May it not be charged against them. Even though he would suffer much, he imitated Christ by not claiming them and also by praying for them. Paul realized that his strength to suffer and the success in proclaiming the good news did not come from his human weakness, but by the faith he completely put in Christ. he wrote, "But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength to proclaim the message fully, that all the Gentiles might hear it. So I will rescue them from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil and save me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen." Second, the Gospel. The kingdom of God had come near to you. The third point, the difference between the synoptics. In the Gospel according to Luke, Jesus did not only choose the 12 apostles, but also many disciples to train and to send them out to preach the good news. In Luke, there is twice Jesus sent them out. In the first time, Jesus sent the 12 apostles, which were also reported by Matthew and Luke. See Luke chapter 9, verse 1 to 6, Matthew chapter 10, verse 1 and 7 to 16, Mark chapter 6, verses 7 to 13. The second time was only reported by Luke in today's report. The Lord appointed 70 others and sent them out on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to come. Second point, the disciples are the messengers of the good news. First, they must be conscious of their mission. Jesus knew the danger that his disciples must face when he said to them, "Behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves." Shooting, he warned them, "Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. These are the things which prevent or destroy the preaching of the good news. To worry too much about the material needs will prevent them to have time for preaching the gospel. And salute no one on the road." Jesus did not teach his disciples to be impolite or segregated. He only wanted his disciples to know the urgency of the proclamation of the good news, so that they would not spend the time in useless conversations along the journeys. Did bad habits take time out of their preaching or reparation? See Second Book of Kings, chapter 4, verse 29. Second, to accept the good news is the condition to have peace. Jesus commanded his disciples, "Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.'" This soul salvation is given free to all. According to Luke, this peace is connected with the salvation with Christ brought to all. To accept the good news is to have peace. And if a person of peace is there, your peace shall rest upon him. But if not, it shall return to you. The point Jesus would like to imply here is the peace inside his disciples had power to make others to feel at peace too. Third point, the disciples are messengers of the heavenly kingdom. Do not look for material gain. Some may ask, if they don't bring money and bag with them, what do they do when they need them? Third question, underestimate God's providence. Right, consider that his disciples are his workers, and the laborer deserves his wages. See 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18, or 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 7 to 14. However, Jesus also insisted, eating and drinking what they provide. A preacher cannot be picky. They must be able to adapt with the local food. They also cannot live according to the Jewish kosher law. Jesus commanded his disciples that, do not go from house to house to looking for material gain or to have a better place to live. Second, to make God's kingdom quickly come. Jesus repeated the main obligation of a disciple, heal the sick in it, and say to them, the kingdom of God had come near to you. God's kingdom came with trial appearance, and his disciples announced this good news to all. Application in life. We should imitate Paul and look to sacrifice our whole life for the proclamation of the good news. We will face many difficulties in preaching of the good news because they are value opposite with worldly values. But whoever is faithful to the end shall be saved. Amen.